Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea HaShalom. It begins on Daf Ein Gimel Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, third word on the line, with the words Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, Tisha Nirin Kasara. And right away, we need the Charedim here for a girsa that he brings from the Bereshis Rabba from the Medrash. In the next few words, Tisha Nirin Kasara, and he flips, according to this girsa, the next two words. Not Ma Mizamnin, but Mizamnin, and then the word Ma. So the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi is, according to the Charedim, his girsa, Tisha Nirin Kasara, if you have nine people that give the impression that they look like that they are ten people, Mizamnin, then you can consider it as if you're benching with a minion, and you would be able to say the name of Hashem, Nevorach L'Elokeinu. And the next words, according to the Charedim's Girsa, from the Bereshis Rabbah, is Ma Ovid Mesuyamin. And before we explain what the Yerushalmi is asking on the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, let us see what the Charedim brings from the Bavli to explain these words of Tisha Nirin Kasar. We have the same Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. And there, if you look in the Charedim, three lines from the bottom of the left-hand column, Nirin Kasara, Pirshu Bebavli, Nirin Kasara, Ista Amri Ki Mechanfei. Some say that when do nine give the impression that they are really ten? When they are tight together. Demitoich Shehem Biyachad Ein Odom Mafkin Behem Lekach Kolkach V'Nirin Lekasara. It gives the impression when nine people are pressed together, and it's hard actually to see how many people are in that group. That's when they are Nirin Kasara. Istamri, however, there are others there in the Bavli, on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that say Ki Mevadri, that it's speaking about when the nine people are spread out. The Nirin Tfei, as we go to the Charedim on top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in the right-hand column, the Nirin Tfei, Merubin, because Adarabba, when you have nine spread out all over in a room, then it looks like you have a big crowd here, and you can't tell that it's really nine people. It looks like it's ten people. And now the Charedim on the top of Ayin Dalet Aleph explains the question of the Yerushalmi, again, according to his Girsa from the Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis, Ma Ovid Mesuyamin. Let us see how the Charedim explains it. Continues the Charedim, top line, Uporach al Pirzei Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, on this Pshat, whatever way you learn, whether you learn it's mechanfe, that they're tied together, whether you learn it's mevadre, they're spread out, whatever gives the impression of being like 10, but in actuality, it's only 9. So what does the impression that it's 10 have to do with being 10? Pirish Baruch Darach explains, simu, what is the word that we have here, the last word on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Mesuyamin, and what does it come from? So the Arach explains, Lashon Hashlomo, it means complete. So the Gemara, in other words, is asking at the end, the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Ma Ovid Mesuyamin, what makes them a complete group of 10? If in actuality you only have 9, so how could Nirin Kasar, whether it's tight or whether it's spread out, how can that give it a din of 10? You only have 9. This is the question of the Yerushalmi according to the Girsa of the Charedim here in our Gemara. Continues the Gemara on the top line of Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Ela afilu katan beinehen. This is the teretz of the Yerushalmi to the question that it raised above. Let us see the Charedim, how he explains it. Third line, right-hand column, Kloimer. El al karchach pirish tisha nirin kasara hainu tisha ve'echot katan beinehem. It's not speaking about 9. And we say it's acceptable to say Hashem's name as if you have a minyan, because they're packed together or they're spread very far apart and they look like they're 10, because that's a good question that the Gemara asked. What does that help you? How can you consider them a complete group of 10 people if there's only 9? The answer is you do have 10 people here. You have 10 gufim, because one of the 10 is a katan. Explains the Charedim, Daharei Yesh Asara Gufim. When you have a katan with the other 9, then bodies, you have 10 bodies, 10 people. Va'af ki echad katan, even though one of them is a katan, Nivla ben atisha agdolim umashalim. He is absorbed amongst the group of 9 adults, and he's considered like he's one of them, and he does make it into a complete group of 10, and Hashem's name could be said, Nevorech Lelekein. In other words, the Gemara's Havamina was, as we learned in the Bavli, that the reason that it helps is because of the configuration. They're tight together, they're spread apart, it looks like it's 10. The Yerushalmi doesn't accept that. You don't have 10 people here. The Yerushalmi answers that you do have 10 people here. Nirin Kasara works when you have a katan who is amongst 9 adults, and therefore he's absorbed into that group of 10 people, and in that situation, it's considered as if you had 10 adults here, because you, after all, have 10 bodies, 10 people here, and the katan in this regard is considered as if he would be a gadol. Hashem's name is able to be said. This is what the Yerushalmi answers and explains how Tisha Nirin Kasara works if one of the 10 is a katan. Continues the Gemara, Rabrechia Omar. Rabrechia said, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi boa kumei Rabbi Yossi. He said that Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi asked the following question in front of Rabbi Yossi. And let us look at the gears of the Charedim on the right hand column, the third short line. Hachi Gassin, Rabrechia Omar, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi boa kumei Rabbi Yossi. Amru katan oisin oisai sniflasara. We learned before that a katan could be a supplement for 10 to say the Shem Hashem. Name or ayvachi oisin oisai sniflash lishleisha. So perhaps we should say that for 3, a katan can be part of a mezumen. And in fact, we have a kal v'chomer on that. And let's go back now to the Gemara, the fifth line. Ma tamon shemaskirin es Hashem oisin oisai snif. Over there by 10, where we mention Hashem's name, and the katan helps us to mention Hashem's name, and he's considered part of the 10. So kan she'ein maskirin es Hashem lekoshkein. So certainly here where you're not mentioning Hashem's name, so you don't need as much as you do in the case where you mention Hashem's name. If I consider a katan that he can be considered part of a group of 10 for saying the Shem Hashem, so certainly, if you're not saying this Shem Hashem, so certainly the katan should be good. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yossi responded, Vo'ein HaKoshken, we do not have a Kal V'Chomer here. What is the big difference? Taman over there by 10, Al Yidei, Shein Oimrim Es Hashem, since they're going to say Hashem's name, Oysen Oysoi Snift V'Kan, but by 3, Shein Karin Es Hashem, they do not use Hashem's name by a Mezumen, Ein Oysen Oysoi Snift. When is the cotton good? That's only if I have Hashem also. And when the cotton is being mashlim to 10, I have Hashem as well, and that enables the katan together with Hashem to make the 9 into 10. Whereas if I don't have Hashem, because I'm not using the Shem Hashem, so then I cannot use a katan to make 3. The Gemara had a question. When the Gemara was asking this Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara was saying something's wrong here, because our Mishnah says that you cannot be mitzaref a katan for a zimun. And l'chayra, logically, it should be a kol shchein that you should be able to. If a katan helps for 10, so certainly he should help for 3, where Hashem's name is not mentioned. And the Gemara answers just the opposite. When you're using Hashem's name, that empowers the Katan to be part of the Ten. Let us look in the Charedim, who will explain this very beautifully. Divrei HaMaskil, Taman Shemazkirin Es Hashem. And this is seven lines in the short lines. Taman Shemazkirin Es Hashem. It seems that this piece of the Charedim is explaining why it's not a Kal V'Chaymer, even though from these words, Taman Shemazkirin Es Hashem, it's exactly what the Gemara used in its question. But we will see from the words of the Charedim that he's really explaining why it's not a Kal V'Chaymer. He's explaining the similar words further in the Gemara, which states, "Va'enoi kol shein taman al yedei shein oimer mes Hashem." Says the Charedim, "Vashem atzmei mitzarif imor." When you have nine, Hashem Himself is mitzarif with the nine. Kedashkam. Where do we find a precedence for this? Kedashkam b'shvatim. We find it by the shvatim. Kishemachor es Yosef, when they sold Yosef, Amru, they said amongst themselves, "Nachrim beinenu." Let's make a cheirim. Excommunication. She'ein echad magid ador liYaakov. No one will ever tell Yaakov that we sold Yosef. Amalem Yehuda said, "Hare ein kan Reuven. Reuven's not here." So that leaves only nine brothers, because Yosef is the one who was being sold. Binyamin was not involved in the mechira. Reuven is not here. That leaves nine. Ve'ein acherim is kamitisha. You can only make a cherim and excommunication with ten. How could you do it with nine? Ma asu? What did the brothers do? Shatfu laKadosh Baruch Hu. They made a partner with Hashem Himself. Hashem Himself was together with the brothers, as if he was a tenth person. V'akadosh Baruch Hu lahig liYaakov. Hashem Himself did not tell Yaakov about the fact that Yosef was sold. Ad sheitira acherim b'Mitzrayim, until they took off the ban, the excommunication in Mitzrayim. V'igidu lo, and then they told Yaakov what had transpired. Kedisa b'Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, as we find in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. So it would seem from this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that when you have nine, you can always add as a tenth Hashem. Ella, says the Charedim, she'ein koyach b'chol asor kishvatim. Every ten, meaning every nine, are going to say we're like the shvatim, that we're able to mitzarf Hashem. Rak b'sa'ad snifus katan. If you have also a supplement of a cotton, then Shechina Asiyev and Nishal Maminyan. Then even if you have regular nine people, they're not on the level of the Shratim, they can also be Mitzar of Hashem because you have the cotton with them. So the Gemara's Kasha was, if there's a halacha that nine with a cotton can say Hashem's name, so certainly two with a cotton should be able to make a Zimun because they're not saying Hashem's name. That would be a Kal V'Chaymer. And our Mishnah says that a katan cannot be mitzarf to a zimun. And the question is, there's a Kal V'Chaymer that he should be able to be mitzarf to a zimun? Answers the Yerushalmi, no. The fact that by 10 you're going to mention Hashem's name, that means that Hashem is included. And by the Shvatim we find that Hashem was joining nine people and there was no katan there, because they were on such a level, those nine Kedoshim, that they themselves could bring Hashem to make a quorum of 10 to make the Cherim of not telling Yaakov. Anyone who would tell Yaakov would be excommunicated. A regular group of nine people, they can only add Hashem when they say Hashem's name together with a katan. So it's the katan and Hashem that are joining the nine. But by three, by two gedolim, and you want to be mitzarif one katan, you're not going to be saying Hashem's name anyway. That means Hashem is not joining you. Then the katan cannot join with the other two to make a zimun. He can only join with the other nine when you're saying Hashem's name, because Hashem joins as well. So there's no Kal V'Chaymer, Adarabba. By nine, it's easier to have the katan join because you're going to be having Hashem as well. And by two, it's not easy. You cannot do it. You cannot join the katan because you don't have Hashem at the same time. Continues the Gemara. Tani v'lirta n'braisa. Katan v'sefer Torah. The gears of the braisa was that if you have a katan and a sefer Torah, as the Charedim brings down from the Rosh, biyadai, he's holding the sefer Torah. But without the Sefer Torah, this halacha doesn't apply. Which halacha? Oisin, oisay, sniff. You can make him a supplement. That means that he, the Gemara, understood the Brisa to mean that if he's holding a Sefer Torah, he could be mitzarif to make a minion of people for davening. Amar Rav Yudin said no. Even if he's holding a Sefer Torah, he cannot make a minion for davening. Kaini Masnisa, the correct girsa in our Brisa, is cotton l'Sefer Torah. Oysen oysay sniff. A cotton to be called up as one of the seven kruyim, one of the seven people who are called up to read in the Torah on Shabbos, if the katan is holding a Sefer Torah, then he is allowed. But to be a part of a minyan, to make the 10 people that are required to form a minyan for Kol Dovar Shebe Kedusha, like Kaddish and Kedusha, Borchu, all of these items that requires 10 people will not help with a cotton holding a Sefer Torah. So in other words, the Girsa was not cotton this Sefer Torah, cotton holding a Sefer Torah, but it was cotton this Sefer Torah. It was a cotton to be able to be called up to get an aliyah to be part of the seven kruyah. Now the Gemara asks, Me'em asai oisin oisai sniff. When can he be a supplement, this cotton? The Rif and the Rambam learn that this is going back on our Gemara on Daf Ein Gimel and Beis, right after the Mishnah, Rab Simon, B'Shem Rab Yishub and Levi held that cotton oisnoi sniff la'asara. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, they argue on Rab Yishub and Levi. Rab Yishub and Levi said any cotton could be a sniff la'asara. And here we're going to find, according to Rif and the Rambam, that the following Amoraim were mechulik on Rav Simon in the name of Rav Yishub ben Levi. Me'em asai oisun oisay sniff, Rav Avinna, Amar Ispalgun, Rav Chun of Rav Yehuda. Tarvayu b'shem Shmuel. There's a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, both in the name of Shmuel. Rav Huna, remember that Shmuel said one halacha, and Rav Yehuda remembered that Shmuel said a different halacha in this inyan. Chad Omer, one of them, we don't know which one. Chad Omer, kedei sheyeh yodea tiv bracha. He has to know the nature of a bracha. He has to know what a bracha is all about, what the translation of the bracha, what the meaning is. V'char Omer, the other one, was of the opinion that he doesn't have to be so sophisticated to understand perfectly the bracha, but he has to know to whom he is making the bracha. He has to know that he's making the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, these two shitas in the name of Shmuel, both are mechulik on Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that Rabbi Simon quoted. Rabbi Simon said that any cotton, and according to Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda, no, it's not any cotton. He at least has to be yodea lemihu mevorach, according to one shita. And the other shita says he has to know even more, he has to understand what the bracha is all about. However, other Rishonim say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and these Amoraim are not arguing Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, but rather they are speaking about what is the criterion to be called up for an aliyah. We said a cotton lisei for Torah would be able to be one of the seven kruyim. What does he have to know concerning that? And there we have a machloikis, whether it's enough shu yudei lemihu mevorach, or he has to know the nature and the meaning of the bracha. But concerning being a sniff la'asara to say to Shem Hashem by benching, which Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi was speaking about, that they're not discussing, and they agree with Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that any cotton could be a sniff la'asara. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nasa. Rav Nasa said, "Kama zimnin achalas im Rabbi Tachlifa Abba." A number of times I ate together with my father Rabbi Tachlifa. Ve'im aninayo bar sisavi chavivi, and with aninayo bar sisavi, my uncle. Ve'loi zamnin alai. They did not do a zimnin together with me. Ad sheveshi shtei saras, until I brought two pubic hairs. So the Rosh understood this halacha that he had to bring shtei saris after reaching the age of 13. And a number of Rishonim say that these two criteria, shtei saris and 13, is required both in order to be part of a zimun of three, as well as in order to be counted as one of the 10 to mention Hashem's name. However, there are other shitas that are of the opinion that Rav Nasa's statement is only concerning a zimun of three. However, concerning 10 to mention the Shem Hashem, a katan who doesn't have these simanim is adequate, as we said before, in the name of Rabbi Shuben Levi, that he's a sniff lasora katan without shtei saris and without being bar mitzvah. Continues the Gemara, it quotes the Mishnah Mezamnin at Kezayis, that in order to be part of a Zimun, the person has to eat a olive's worth. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Bar Shilas, Bo Kumi Rav, Shmuel Bar Shilas had a question that he asked in front of Rav, Istamrin, and some say, Bo in Kumi, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, that others asked this question in front of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Tisha pas v'echad yerek, if 9 people ate bread and 1 ate a vegetable, can the one who ate the vegetable be starved to the other 9 so that they can say Hashem's name, Nevorach Lelekeinu? Amar Loin, so Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas responded, Mizamnin, yes, you can be mitzarif that one who's eating a vegetable. Shmoina pas v'shnayim yerek, they asked him again, what about 8 eating bread and 2 eating vegetables? Amar Loin Mizamnin, so he responded, yes, those 2 can be part of the Zimun, and you can say Hashem's name. Shiva pas u'shloisha yerek, a 3rd question, 7 are eating bread and 3 are eating vegetables. Amar Loin, he told them, Mizamnin, yes, those 3 can be part of the Zimun. Rabbi Avinah had a question. He had heard these dinim, as we'll see in the Charedim, from Rav Zeira. And when he heard these dinim, he had a question. Machza l'machza ma, what about 5 eating bread and 5 eating yerek? Can the 5 eating yerek be mitzarev to a minion to say Elokeinu? Now you'll notice here in the Yerushalmi, 6 and 4 is not mentioned. If we look in the Agoyis Agro and Ois Gimel, the Gro is Goyris, Shisha Pas V'Dalid Yerek, Amar Leim is Amnin. So before Rav Avinah had this question of 5 and 5, according to the Gro, were Goyris, that one of the halachas that Rav Zira said over was, in fact, that 6 and 4 is also Mitzar for a Zimun, and you can say Elokeinu. Let us see how the Charedim learns our Gemara. The last short line, Hachi Garsinen, Rav Avina Boy Machza, Amar Rav Zira Ad Anot Haman Itzriches Li Meditzadi Li Minei Loisha Altu, Vachi Pirusha, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mi Bavol. Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas came from Bavol. He was in Bavol. Rav Zeira Hoyasham, Rav Zeira was there. Va'achrizman Ol Eretz, and afterwards he came. He made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Ukeshehishmiya leRav Avina, Kol Hashailas Vatshuva. When he told Rav Avina all the questions and answers that Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas gave in Bavel concerning those who ate vegetables, if they're mitzarf to the Zimun of Asorah, Shol Oid, so Rabbi Avinah says, I have another question. Im Chamisha Achlupas V'Chamisha Yerk Im Yitzarchu L'Zamen, will they require Zimun of Asorah? So this is the background that the Charedim tells us that Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas was in Bavel. Rav Zira heard all the dinim in Bavel. Then he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He set over the dinim to Rav Avina, including, according to the Gra, 6 and 4 as well, is Mezamnin. They can be part of the minyan of Asara. And on that, Rav Avina asked the question, what about 5 and 5? And now let us see the answer in our Gemara. What Rav Zira gave is an answer. Amar Rav Zira, Ada not Haman Itzrichasli. And we're going to first learn the Girsa of the Pnei Moshe, which is the way it's written in our Gemara, and then we'll see the Haredim's Girsa and his Pshat in the Gemara. So Rav Zira said, Ada no tamon, when I was there in Bavel, in front of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Itzrichli. The Haredim says Itzrichli means, Hoya hadover suffik etzli. I needed this, in other words, I needed to get the answer to this question. I had a suffik. Mitzrili minoch leishalta, says the Pnei Moshe in two lines from the bottom in the left-hand column, va'achshav mitzrili hadover yoyser mincha, al asher leishalta v'Rab Shmuel Bar Shilas, oy l'rav, gam mishay lezu mechza mechza emitzarfen. So he really didn't give him an answer. He says, I don't know, and I have more tsar than you. So he's goyris the word mitzri, which means I have pain, tsar. Aminach, I have more tsar over this than you do, because I could have received the answer had I asked when I was in Bavel. And I didn't ask. And I have more tsar than you that I didn't ask. What's the answer? Suffolk. We don't know. The Haredim makes two changes in the Girsa. One, he says it's not mitzri, but it is midtsadili. And you can see this in the Haredim in the second wide line. At the end of the second white line, mitzadili, and he's goyris also not minach, but minei. And what is the pshat according to the Haredim? Let us look in the last of the middle white lines, at the end, the ona Rav Zeira kisha yisi shom bebavel itzrichli, as we explained before, hoya hadover suffiketzli. And now, what is this word that the Haredim is goyris mitzadili? He explains it, umipachti, from my fear, shaloi latriacholov, oid, not to bother him more, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, amashit richuhu zuakazu. We were asking him one question or the other, 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, according to the Gross, 6 and 4. And when we got up to 5 and 5, I had fear that we're bothering him too much. Loi shaltil Rav Shilas. I did not ask it to Rav Shilas. So the pshat comes out the same, that he didn't have an answer for Rav Avinah's question. According to the Pnei Moshe, he was like kicking himself. I have so much tsar that I didn't take advantage of the situation, and I have even more tsar than you do, minach. And according to the Haredim, I didn't ask him out of fear, minei, from him, that I was bothering him too much. I don't know the answer. So it comes out, according to the Yerushalmi, that 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, mizamnin. 5 and 5 is a suffix. He didn't have a response, Rav Zira. However, if we look in the Bavli, Amem Chesom et Aleph, in Masech de Brachas, there we find that his last question was 7 and 3. And we're not going with 6 and 4 there. And the Gemara, in fact, says that according to Rav Zira, 6 and 4 would not be good. Because the Gemara says he needs Ruba de Minkara. He needs a recognizable Roiv. If it's 7 and 3, 8 and 2, certainly 9 and 1, it's very recognizable that 9 people ate bread. 8 people, 7 people ate bread. 7 against 3, it's recognizable that the vast majority of the people at the meal ate bread. When you get to 6 and 4, it's not so clear. It is a roiv. It's a majority, 6 to 4, but it's not such a recognizable roiv, and therefore, in the Bavli, it says that 6 and 4, according to Zera, would not be appropriate to be mezamnin, that the 4 should join the 6. So it comes out on this prat, based on the girsa here of the Vilner Goin, there's a machloikis. Did Rav Zira hold that 6 and 4 is good, or that you need a roiv that's recognizable, a vast majority, and therefore nothing less than 7 eating bread would work here for Zimun? Continues the Gemara at the end of Ein Dal Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a question. Oisi Shachal Yerek, the one who is eating a vegetable, Ma'u Sheyivarech, could he lead the Zimun? In the times of Chazal, there was one person who said the whole benching, and everybody else had kavana and listened and answered Amen. They did not say the benching. So when we say that people who ate vegetables, let's say it's 9 and 1, that they are mitzvahed for 8 and 2 or 7 and 3, 6 and 4 is a question, but are they just mitzvahed to the minyan to say Hashem's name, or that actually the one who is eating a vegetable, he can be the leader and be mitzvah all the other people who ate bread? As we turn to Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis, the Gemara says in this inyan, Machlefa Shitze to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shita is inconsistent. And as the Pnei Moshe explains, because as we're going to see at the very last line of this Amud, how Rabbi Yirmiyah showed inconsistency in this issue. Because right now he has a suffix whether the one who ate vegetable could lead the Zimun and be might see everybody else. At the end of a long story concerning Shimon ben Shetach, we are going to see that Rav Yirmiyah was of the opinion that definitely he could lead it. And that is the inconsistency in Rav Yirmiyah. And the answer to that inconsistency, we will have to wait until the next shiur on Daf Ayin Hey Yomid Aleph. But today, we will be learning what the inconsistency was. Tani, we learned in a braisa. There were 300 Nazirim who came up in the days of Reb Shimon ben Shetach, and they wanted to bring korbanos for their Naziris. They had done the Naziris in Chutz Lartz. And as the Charedim tells us, they were poor. They really couldn't afford. And as the Pnei Moshe brings down here in the fifth small line, that there is a requirement of three korbanos for every nazir who completed his nazirus. They are a chatas, an oila, and a shlamim. So now we had 300 nazirim, each one three korbanos. That's a total of 900 korbanos that were necessary to be brought. Says the Gemara, may have a chamishim, 150 of these 300 nazirim, matzal and pesach. He found them an opening. A pesach means something. Had they known about the nazirus in advance, they would never have become a nazir. And therefore, the chacham is able to be mater their nazirus. That it's not considered that they had an obligation to be a nazir, and they're not mechuyev to bring korbanos. The other 150 nazirim, he was not able to find an opening and thereby remove their naziris. They were obligated to bring korbanos. Also, Gabi Yanai Malka. So he came to his brother-in-law Yanai, who was in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, from the Beis Chashmonaim. He was the king, and he was also the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us how he killed out all the Chachamim except for Shimon ben Shetach. So here, Shimon ben Shetach is coming to his brother-in-law, Yana. Yana was married to Shimon ben Shetach's sister. Amar Leih said to Yana Yamelech, Is Hocha Tlas Me Nazirin? We have over here 300 Nazirin. Boy, in Tesha Mea Korbanin, and they require 900 korbanos. As we mentioned, each one has to bring three korbanos. So that's a total 300 times 3, 900 korbanos. Ela Yoav at Palga Mindidach. They are a neem. They can't afford it. You give half from yours, means you give 450 korbanos. Vano Palga Mindidi. You take care of 150 of these Nazirim, which will be 450 korbanos, and I'll give a half from mine. Sholach Leih, so Yanni kept his part of the deal. He sent Arba Mev Chamshin, 450 animals to be brought as a korban. Azulishna Bisha, as the Pnei Moshe explains, someone who spoke Lashon Hara went Umar and Va'omar, and he said Leih to Yanai, Lo Yoav Min Didei Klum, that you gave your 450, you kept your deal, but Shimon ben Shetach did not give anything, not even one animal for his 150 nazirim, for his 450 korbanos. Shama Yanimalka heard about this, because he got angry. Dochel Shimon ben Shetach was frightened that Yani would do something that would harm him. Va'arak, and he fled. Basri Yoyman, after some time, Sulkun b'nei Nash Ravervin min Malchusa de Poras, Gabi Yanai Malka. After a passage of time, some very great noblemen from the Persian kingdom came to Yanai Amelech. Mindi Yosef Achlin, as they were sitting down to eat, Amrin Leih, they said to Yanai, Nehirin, says the Pnei Moshe, Nehirin Zechurin Anachta, we remember. Nehirin Ananda Hava Ishocha Chad Gavr Sav. When we were here before, there was an elderly gentleman who was sitting here, Vahava Omer Kumin Milin de Chachma, used to say in front of us words of wisdom. And where is he? As the Pnei Moshe says, Vehechenu Achshav, where is he now? Tani Lan Uvda, so Yanni told him the whole story, that Shimon Shetach ran away because he didn't keep his part of the bargain of 450 korbanos. Amrun Lehi, so they said to Yanni HaMelech, Shalach Vaisisei, go and send for him, and we want to see him, bring him here. Shalach, he sent for him, V'yov Le'milo, explains the Pnei Moshe, Nasin loy eze dover lesimin lafti choish layasim ayra. He gave him a certain omen, a sign that he would not harm him. And then the Pnei Moshe, in the right hand column, the real maskel sholach v'yov le'mila, opposite of where we are learning now, he brings the Medrash Rabban Bereishis and Parshas Miketz that it's their guy was there. Amar la'achsei, he said to Shimon ben Shetach's sister, who happened to be his wife, Shalach Basrei v'aisisei, explains the Pnei Moshe, la'choisish Shimon ben Shetach, Omar, shetishlachach, if she should send messengers to get Shimon ben Shetach from his hiding place, ve'ishtoi shal Yanai ha'isa, she was the wife of Yanai. Amar lei, so she wanted to protect her brother. She knew that Yanai could kill him. Havli Milo, give me a sign that you're not going to kill him. And he gave her the sign, the Shalchav Aisisei. So she sent for Shimon ben Shetach, and she brought him. If we look in the Rosh Cirillo, in the right-hand column at the bottom of the Amid, four lines from the bottom, he translates Milo, means Emuna. Give me some assurance that Shimon ben Shetach will not be killed. Also he came, the Yosef Lebe Malkla Malkse, he sat between the king and the queen, between his brother-in-law Yanai and between his sister. Omar Lei, so Yanai said to him, Lama Aflisbi, why did you trick me? Or as the Haredim translates in the fourth wide line on top, in the left-hand column, Aflisbi, Sochaktabi, why did you mock me? Omar Lei, Loi Aflisbach, I didn't mock you, I didn't trick you. You were able to take care of the situation from your wealth, from your money. You paid for 450 korbanos. Vanamin Maraisi. I used the Pesach, so I used my Torah knowledge. That's how I made up my half. Dichsiv. Where do we see that wisdom can equal money? The pasuk says, "Ki betzela chacham," in the shadow of wisdom, that equals to betzela kesef, the shadow of money. Armalei v'lama arakta, so if you did the right thing and you weren't cheating me, you were matir their nazirs, they weren't chayiv in the korbanos to begin with, so why'd you run away? Apparently you ran away at a guilty conscience that you were doing something wrong. Armalei shamit, I heard the morid on my master, you Yanai kos alai, you were angry at me. Ubois mekaimin hadin karya, I wanted to fulfill a pasuk which states, Chavi, hide, kemat rega, approximately for a second, for a short while, hide yourself, ad yavar zam, until the anger will pass. You know, there'll come a time where the anger of Yanai will dissipate. But now, while Yanai was in the height of his anger, it was dangerous, I ran away. The kor elave, so when Yanai heard this, he said on Shimon ben Shetach, another pasuk, the Yisrin Das, what is the advantage of knowledge? A person is wise and he knows how to act based on his learning, that could save his life, as in the case here. He was smart, he ran away until Yanai's anger dissipated, and then Yanai did not kill him, and his wisdom saved him. Amalei, v'lama yasafta be malka l'malka, so why when you came here did you sit between the king and the queen? Amalei, so Shimon ben Shetach responded, v'safra de ben Sirik siv, in the book of ben Sirik it is written, and we'll soon see who ben Sirik was and what this book is all about. It's written in that book, selseleho, delve into the Torah, the Torah will elevate you, and it will place you between the noble people. So that's why, through my Chochmas HaTorah, I sat between the Melech and the Malka to fulfill that which the Sefer Ben Sira quotes. Who was Ben Sira, and what is this book all about? So we find an interesting Chelkus Mechaikik and Evan Ezer Siman Aleph Sivkot Meches that he brings down from Svarim that Ben Sira was actually a son of Yirmiyah. If you count up the gematria of Sira, the son of Sira, Samech is 60, Yud is 10 is 70, Resh is 200, and Aleph is 1,271, exactly the gematria of Yirmiyahu. Yud 10, Resh 200, Mem 40, that's already 250, another Yud is 260, and a Hey Vav is 11, is together exactly 271. The Chalkus Mechoikek brings down that Yirmiyahu was once bathing in a pool, and some Zera of his went out, and it impregnated a woman, and that's how Ben Sira was born through this incident, and therefore he was known as Ben Sira, and this was a sign that he was really Ben Yirmiyahu. He wrote a book, and many things in the book were not accepted by Chazal. However, there were also good things, and we find in Bavli and Yerushalmi that the good things of Ben Sira, we are allowed to darshan berabim. That's what the Gemara says in Perek Chelek on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, that is permitted. And as we see over here, B'Shem Ben Shatter is quoting from the Sefer Ben Sira. Continues the Gemara, Amar, so Yanei HaMelech said, Havel Lekista Levarech. You're here now, let's get a bracha from a Talmud Chacham, and give him, he told his servants, to give Shimon ben Shetach a cup of wine, and let him bless the king and the queen at the end of eating. Nasiv Kosa, so Shimon ben Shetach took a kos, Vemar, and he said, Nevarech al amazon she'ochel Yanei v'chaverav. Let us bless on the food that Yanei and his friends ate. Omar Lei, so Yanei said to Shimon ben Shetach, At kedoin at because yuscha. Are you still with your being an obstinate, and you're still mocking me? Says the Charedim, She'ato mesachek bi, in the first short line, in the left-hand column. You're still mocking me. There's no such text of She'ochel Yanei v'chaver. Omar Lei, so Shimon ben Shetach responded, Uma Neimer, what should I say? I didn't eat here. Alamazin Shaloya Chalnu, should I say, thank you Hashem for the food that we did not eat? Omar, so Yanei said, that's the whole problem. Havon Le Delechel, give him some food to eat. Now notice, it doesn't say give him bread, which is the usual staple of bread. It says food, mashma, that Shimon ben Shetach was given anything, maybe even a vegetable. Yovle, they gave him some food. V'ochel, he ate. V'amar, and then he said, Nevarach, Alamazin, Shachalnu, let us bless Hashem on the food that we have eaten. So from here we see that Shimon ben Shetach Shita was that a person who ate Yerek or some other food, not bread, could join, and not only could he join, but he could lead the Zimun, as we see Shimon ben Shetach was doing here. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, Cholkin al Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, that the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Now we have a Machlokes Amaroyim, what point of Shimon ben Shetach were the Chachamim disagreeing with? Because actually Shimon ben Shetach was Mechadish here two Chedushim. And we're going to learn now the rest of this Amr according to the Rosh Cirillo in the left-hand column, second line. Says the Rosh Cirillo, V'omer Allah Rabbi Yirmiyah al ha-rishayna. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Shita is that he was arguing on the first chiddush of Shimon ben Shetach. And if we look back to the Gemara for a second, the second line at the bottom, Rabbi Abba Omer al ha-shniyah, he was arguing on the second. What's the first chiddush and what's the second chiddush? So continue in the Rosh Cirillo. He was arguing al ha-rishon, ha-yuchalkin alav. The Chachamim were arguing on the first chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Shehikriv korban ha-nazirim, the 150 nazirim who were given their korbanos by Yanai, 450 korbanos. So it doesn't say that they had to do their Nazirus again, but actually we find in Nazir, Mesachtes Nazir, that we Paskin, there's no Nazirus in Chutzlars. If you were Mekabel to be a Nazir, and you did your Nazirus in Chutzlars, and now you come to Eretz Yisrael, you cannot bring your Korbanos until you do the entire Nazirus over again. So how could Shimon ben Shetach take their karbonis from Yanai and be makriv them? And it doesn't say that they did their naziris over, so he did it right away. He's arguing on what we learned in Masechtas Nazir. V'afal b'sha'ozun nazirasim b'chutz l'aretz, continues the Rasarillo, even though they did their naziris in chutz l'aretz, utnam b'masechtas nazir she'en naziris ala b'aretz. Naziris is only an Eretz Yisrael. You have to do your naziris over again. Shimon ben Shetach didn't hold like that. So that's the first chiddush. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the Chachamim were mechulik on that first chiddush, and they hold that he was wrong to bring the korbanos right away. But what about the second chiddush? What's the second chiddush? That he led the zimun by Yanei HaMelech. And what did he eat? He didn't eat bread. He ate something else. He ate a vegetable, something else, not bread. So you see that the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, agreed with Shimon ben Shetach that the person who's not eating bread could still lead the Zimun. However, Rabbi Abba says no, that he argued al Ashniya, says the Rav Cirillo, al Ashniya yecholken alav, she'ochli yerek ubirich birch Zimun, leitzin yedei birch Zimun, that by eating vegetables, he still was the leader to be moitzi them from Zimun. That which we learned before, that if you eat vegetables, so we learned that it's 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, the ones who ate vegetables could be mitzarfel zimun, that somebody who ate bread could use a person who ate vegetables as part of the tent. But not that the person eating vegetables could be moitzi the person that ate bread. He has to eat a kezayis worth of dogen, as it says in our Mishnah. Only then is mezamnin. The one who ate yerek cannot be leading in the zimun. He could join as part of the ten, but he can't be the one to be moitzi the acherim. So Rav Abba says that they disagreed with Shimon ben Shetach. He should not have led the zimun. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, they were only arguing on the first thing, not on the second thing. They agreed with Shimon ben Shetach that he could lead. So here comes the question. After we went through this whole long story of Shimon ben Shetach, now comes the question, which we had on the top of the Amid. Mechalfa shitzi Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah shita is not consistent. And now the Gemara uses that language again. Mechalfa shitzi Rav Yirmiyah. Why? Why is it not consistent? Because hasam tzrichalei. And as we saw in the Charedim on Amid Aleph, the word tzrichalei means suffix. On Amid Aleph at the bottom, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a boy. I have a question. Could the one who is eating vegetables, could he also lead the Zimun? Or no, he can only join the Zimun, but he can't lead it. So here on Amid Aleph, he had a question. V'koi pshita lei. And over here on Amid Beis, in the story of Shimon ben Shetach, Rabbi Yirmiyah is of the opinion that the Chacham only argued on the din of Naziris, that they should not be allowed to bring their korbanos right away until they keep a full Naziris. But they did not argue to Chacham and Shimon ben Shetach that he could lead the Zimun, even though he didn't eat bread. So here it was Pashit to Rabbi Yirmiyah that the one who's eating a vegetable could lead, and yet on Amid Aleph he had a Safek. That is inconsistent. How do you answer this inconsistency? The answer to this question will wait until we begin the next shir on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. At the conclusion of this shir, I just wanted to point out that this same story that we had concerning Yanei HaMelech and Shimon ben Shetach is found in the Bavli Brachas on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. But if one goes through the sugya there, we find discrepancies and differences between the way the story is brought down in the Bavli as opposed to the way it's brought down in the Yerushalmi. It reminds me of a Yerushalmi we learned earlier in the Masechta concerning Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and the entire story there with the Nesias that was taken away and was given to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who became the Nasi. Where in that sugya we also found that there were differences in the story between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Says the Bavli, Brachas Memches Amud Aleph, Yanai Malko Malka Sakrichu Rifta Bahari Adodi. Yanai, the king and his queen, as we learned that the queen was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach, they were breaking bread amongst each other. And because Yanni had killed out all the Rabbanan, this is from the Gemara in Kedushin of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, where the Rabbanan wanted to prevent Yanni from becoming the Kohen Gadol, and he killed out all the Rabbanan, but Shimon ben Shetach escaped. Loi havelei inish levrukhilo, who he had no person to lead the benching. Amar lahu ledevisu, he told his wife, man yovlan gavra demvarchlan. I wish there was someone who would give us a gavra, a great person, a great rabbi, who would bench for us. Amra lei, so his wife said to him, ishtabeli, swear to me, de'i my sinlo gavra, dolei mitzarasev, I'll bring you a big talmid chacham that you won't harm him in any way. Ishtabeli, he swore to her. I see Sela Shimon ben Shetach, achva, so she brought Shimon ben Shetach, her brother, and he was going to be the gavra who would make a bracha for the Melech and the Malka. So already we see a number of differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli does not mention anything about the 300 Nazirim, where Yane paid for 150, their 450 Gerbonis, and Shem Ben Shetach used his Chachma, and then the king got angry when somebody was Malshin against Shem Ben Shetach that he did not supply any of the 450 Gerbonis that he had promised. And Yanni got angry, and he Shimon ben Shetach was afraid, and he ran away. That's all missing from the Bavli. The Pashtus from the Bavli is mashma that Shimon ben Shetach ran away when his life was threatened because Yanni had made a rampage against all the Talmidei Chachamim, and Shimon ben Shetach's life was in danger because of that. Yerushalmi says it was in danger because Yana was angry about the Nazirim, that he didn't keep his deal. And then it says that the wife asked for some kind of omen, some kind of nemonus. It doesn't say anything about a shvua. The Yerushalmi doesn't tell us exactly how Yanai indicated to his wife that he would not harm Shimon ben Shetach, but a shvua is not mentioned in Yerushalmi. And then it says, Usvei ben didei ledido, Yanai made Shimon ben Shetach sit down between the king and the queen. In Yerushalmi it says that he sat down by himself, and Yanai asked him, why did you do that? Why did you sit between the king and the queen? And he used a pasuk, which the Bavli will also use the same pasuk, but already we see a change. Here in the Bavli it says that Yanai placed him, and then Yanai in the Bavli asks Shimon ben Shetach, and he says, Amar lecha ziz kama yikor avidin Allah. Look, do you see how much honor I'm giving you? I'm putting you right between the king and the queen. Amar lei, and Shimon ben Shetach responded, Lav at komikorsli. You're not the one who is giving me honor. El araisu de komikorsli. The Torah is giving me honor. Dichsiv, and then he brings the same pasuk as in Yerushalmi. Salsalov, Sarmecha, if you will delve into the Torah, it will lift you up and it will put you between the noble people. So in the Yerushalmi, he placed himself there, and then he explained to Yanai why he did it to fulfill this pasuk. And in the Bavli, when Yanai said, I am giving you honor, he responded, no, it's not you giving me the honor, it's the Torah itself that gives me the honor. Omar law, so Yanai said to his wife, Kochaziz, do you see, Deloy Mekabel Morris, you see he doesn't accept my rulership over him, that I'm the king, he is speaking to me disrespectfully, he's giving me an answer as to not like what I said, that I'm honoring you. Yov lekislev ruchet, he gave him a coast to bench. Omar heichi avorich, how should I make this blessing? Should I say Baruch Shachal Yanai v'chaverav mishaloi? I didn't need anything, so how can I lead the benching here? What should I say? Blesses Hashem who gave Yanai and his friends from his produce to eat. Shasilahu kasa, so he drank that kos. The Yavale kasa chrina ubarach. Then they gave him a different kasa. They made a bracha. So this again is not found in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi it says he had nothing to eat. What should I say? Should I say blesses Hashem that we did not eat from him? This is not mentioned in the Bavli that he said such a thing. And it's not mentioned that he drank two kosas of wine. It says they gave him something to eat. So here in the Bavli it says that the original coast that he was supposed to make the bracha on, he drank that up, so now he had eaten something, and on that coast he was going to bench. He did it when he led the zimun that was going to be moitzi everyone, as the minig was at that time, that the one who led the benching freed everyone from their obligation to bench because they listened to him and he was moitzi them. So he holds that even if you don't wash and eat bread, even if you eat a carrot, as we saw in the Yerushalmi, you drink a cup of wine, you can still be the mezamein and lead the benching and be motzi everybody else. That's the sheet of Shimon Shetach. But Amr Chibra, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam ein motzi es Rabbi Dechavasan ad sheyoichel kezayis dagon. You can't be motzi unless you ate a kezayis dagon. Ein echanami, we learned that somebody eating a carrot, even the Yerushalmi says six people are eating bread and four eating carrots, they can be part of the zimun. But to lead the zimun, you need someone who ate a kezayis of bread. So it's a similar story as we have in Yerushalmi, but as we pointed out, as we went along in the Gemara, we saw that time and again there are differences between the way the Bavli quotes this story and the way the Yerushalmi quotes it.